Music, in the universal scheme of creation. Address by beloved Serapis Bey. Music is, in itself, an effort of stirring the universal light substance into motion through the creative power of thought, feeling, action, or the spoken word. Yet although it has an effect resulting from the vibrations of energy waves, it can be used mightily as a cause when properly understood, directed, and interpreted. Music is synonymous with activity in the realms of God's perfection. For every thought and feeling of the Godhead creates a glorious sound and emits a beautiful color, clothed in exquisite form. Creation takes place to the accompaniment of such beautiful music as would make the heart of man stand still. The rhythmic motion of the planets around the sun contributes to the cosmic symphony, and the forward motion of the galaxy is a processional of such magnificent splendor that words could not attempt to describe its inspiring, uplifting, energizing power. Every ascended master radiates an individual keynote, woven into a beautiful symphony of sound, and as they move through interstellar space, the mingling of their cosmic tones is an inspiration. And to all who are privileged to have access to the faculties of the inner ear, these natural songs of the sun, the planets, the angelic host, and the ascended masters are like the perfume of flowers. The radiation of those beings contributes to the music of the spheres. Without the self-conscious cooperation of the faculties of the life stream, because each one may concentrate and focus the gift of song through his own vocal cords as the girl of music through the particular talents evolved by his self-conscious intelligence. When the masters, the devas, or the angelic host choose to concentrate the music of the spheres through cosmic concerts, then truly do the highest heavens ring. Every life stream who belongs to the universe, who has attained the victory of the ascension, and every cosmic being and master presence is a contributing factor to the sea of music, which, like light itself, forms the atmosphere of the octaves of light. The I Am presence of every unascended being also pours forth its particular keynote and universal melody in the realm of which it functions, prior to the ascension of the outer self. It is from the sea of light that the masters draw the music, which is the general property of the entire heavenly host, and focus it through music temples under the direction of angelic beings who amplify it by their own life and directed toward composers who are worthy of more than ordinary inspiration and assistance. When an opera is sung, the quality which its predominant theme is greatly amplified by the music temple and its attendants. From the central focus where such music is presented, angel divas and cherubim and seraphic hosts carry the rays of that opera into the city, state, nation, and earth. Great buildings that have housed the musical genius of the race are, of course, overshadowed by divas and builders of form who cooperate with the officiating cosmic temple in the service. We hope to secure the conscious cooperation of certain students in receiving these currents, amplifying them and directing them forth with the added impetus which comes from conscious understanding of the mystic inner activities connected with so-called outer world presentations. All of the electrons spinning around the central core of every atom in your emotional, mental, etheric, and physical bodies are intelligent. Furthermore, these electrons have taken a vow to obey the mandates of the individual and create forms of beauty or otherwise. Standing upon this premise, surveying the condition of one's own vehicles, the wise decide to speak to these intelligent electrons and their composite whole and ask for their cooperation in throwing off the substance of impurity collected through the ages. These electrons are most eager to obey this command. Be ye perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. With the conscious use of the violet fire, the substance thus thrown off by the electrons is sublimated, refined, and the world of form and experimentation is thereby wholly freed from any and all residues of impurity from the ascending life stream.